Living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
What's up, Minasan? It's Manga Sensei. What's happening? Today we're going to be talking about how to take those adjectives and turn them into adverbs. But before we do that, I have something to tell you guys. You guys are almost done with the 30-day challenge. Woohoo! Yeah! I'm excited. It's really fun. This is the second time we've done this. We did this last year. We're going to start doing it every year in January. This is good. Keep it up. So today we're talking about adjectives becoming adverbs. An adjective is something that modifies a noun, and an adverb is something that modifies a verb. So this is actually extremely simple. If you know how to work with adjectives, not adjectives, and e-adjectives, you can turn both of those into an adverb. So for example, if I say it's a fast cat, hayai neko, right? Hayai neko. Then I would just change that hayai, cut off that last e sound, and I'm going to put on a ku sound. So instead of saying hayai neko, I say hayaku neko. Neko ga hayaku hashita would be a better way to say it. Hayaku hashita. Hayaku is to do quickly, hashita, because it has to modify the verb, right? I could do another one. I could take shizukana, which means to be quiet. So instead of a shizukana neko would be a quiet cat. Or I could say neko ga shizukani. I just take the na and I turn it into a ni particle. So I just switch the particle out. So shizukani karita. The cat hunted quietly. So see how, or quietly hunted would be more direct translation of that. So in na, adjectives are going to change the na to a ni. And in e, adjectives are going to change the e to a ku. And you can use this across the board. Just remember to put that adverb in front of your verb. That way it's modifying the correct thing. Now, this is also something extremely cool about knowing how to do this. With e adjectives, you can take the ku on the end and you can stack these adjectives. For example, I could say I have a spicy, yummy curry. So I can stack the adjectives by stacking the first one and making it an adverb. So it's spicy, karaku, karai becomes karaku, and then I'd be oishi, kare desu. Karaku oishi kare desu. So that becomes a spicy, yummy curry. And that just makes it, that's how I would stack them. You can also simply stack adverbs with the adjectives. So I could say, hayaku shizukani hashirimashita. So it quietly, swiftly ran. You can't unfortunately stack those e adjectives on top of each other without using that ku. So now you can stack two adjectives on top of each other and make it an adverb. Not adjectives, on the other hand, you can simply use the particle to, which is an extensive list, or an exhaustive list, I should say. So I could say, genki to shizukani arukimashita. It walked healthily and quietly. And I would simply stack those on top of each other. If you have any more questions, you can always check out our website at manga-sensei.com. I will catch you tomorrow, and minasan, oboite kudasai. もし日本語でペラペラになりたいなら間違い必要なんです。ですから一緒に間違いましょう。それでじゃあまた明日。ちょっと待ってください。ナンパしたことないけどあなためちゃ可愛い。本当に。I stay facts。うちに。